This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, Leslie, we saw a downside early in the session. Then without any warning, without any fresh news, we started seeing strength come back into our cattle complex, bringing them off the lows. And before long, we had the feeder cattle trading positive, and they closed positive today. We saw mixed action in our live cattle with most of the strength or recovery being in the front contracts. We also saw September feeders all the way up to May of next year make new all-time record highs today in their futures contracts. Box beef at midday down $1.92 on choice, down 38 on selects, moved 72 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill of only 109,000 head. On the close, October cattle 5 cents lower, December live cattle 7 cents higher, October feeders up 87, November feeders up $1.10, and October lean hogs 57 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy raising money these days. People have a lot on their plates. Lucky for you, Blue and Gold has the answer. Our bacon, sausage, and chicken are so good, folks will join the Clean Plate Club and come back asking for more. We help local youth organizations raise $3.4 million every year with famously flavorful Oklahoma products. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to support these worthwhile efforts in your community. Giving never tasted so good.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
Tom, how did the grains trade today?
Well, unfortunately, Leslie, we saw much more downside in our marketplace. We saw contract lows equaled in Kansas City wheat. We saw corn, soybeans, and soybean meal make new contract lows today. Only the wheat market, both Kansas City and Chicago at times, traded positive, but only Kansas City managed to close positive today. We really lacked any fresh news out there in this grain market or soy complex. They're still looking at the fact that we're putting wheat in the ground, we're harvesting corn and soybeans, and the charts continue very negative. December KC wheat today, a penny and three quarters higher on the close. March up one penny. December Chicago wheat down three quarters of a penny. December corn was down four and three quarters. March corn down four and a half. November and January soybeans down 2 cents. And December cotton 24 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.